This is Monitor, and I'm Sketch Henderson here in Radio Central, and tonight we'll bring you a concert that includes some of the finest music ever written, played by the world's leading orchestras. Of course, we'll touch on other topics, too, and right now sit back and enjoy the best of Groucho. Say, Fenneman, tell us, what's tonight's secret word?
The secret word is chair, C-H-A-I-R.
Really?
You bet your life! The National Broadcasting Company presents Groucho Marx in The Best of Groucho, the comedy quiz show transcribed from Hollywood. And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Well, here I am again with a chance for each of our couples to win up to $10,000. And if any of them say the secret word, they'll win an extra $100.
And Groucho will meet our first couple in just a moment.
If you throw paper in the street, you're a litter punk.
If you don't keep our beaches neat,
you're a litter punk. If you throw litter from your car,
a litter punk is what you are.
If you throw litter anywhere, street,
beach,
or in the air, you're a litter punk.
I'm Bill Holden, folks, and what I have to say is aimed at me as much as you. We live in a beautiful area, and it's up to us to keep it that way. Keep it clean. Let's face it. If we're not litter bugs, there won't be any litter. So let's work together to make our roads, parks, beaches, and streets the cleanest in the world. It's up to you and me.
If you throw paper in the street, you're a litter bug.
If you don't keep our beaches neat,
you're a litter bug. If you throw litter from your car,
a litter bug is what you are.
If you throw litter anywhere, street,
beach,
or in the air, you're a litter bug.
Muriel Forth and Aki Aliong are waiting to talk to you, so folks, come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide an extra $100. It's a common word, something you find around the house. Aki Aliong and Muriel Forth. Muriel, I'll get the preliminaries over in a hurry so we can get down to business. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Well, the preliminaries say he didn't last long. Where are you from, Muriel?
Well, I was born in India. My father was in the army out in India. And then when he retired, we went to live in England, in London.
Do you find our climate a relief after all that fog and rain over there?
Yes, it's much better. Of course, my husband still comes home a little red-eyed sometimes.
He comes home red-eyed? You mean Mr. Ford stopped off for a pit?
Well,
why is he red-eyed? What has he got to cry about? He's got a beautiful young bride.
Thank you. The smog, it bothers
pretty
him.
Blue eyes.
Thank you.
Flashing teeth. Lovely lips. That's as far as the train goes, kid. I'll get back to you shortly, Muriel. And if you weren't married, I'd get back even quicker than that. Your name is Aki Aliong?
Aki Aliong.
Aliong. What kind of a name is Aliong?
Well, Aliong is an old Chinese name.
Oh.
And Aki is a Japanese name.
Well, you must be Korean, huh? Are you from China or Japan?
No, sir, I'm from Trinidad.
Well, east is east and west is west, and it sounds like to me like the twain said, me picked a strange place to meet. I know Trinidad is famous for calypso music, Aki, but I'm sure there must be more to it than that.
Well,
what else is Trinidad noted for?
Well, sir, we've got lots of oil, asphalt, and Angostura bitters.
Oh, asphalt and Angostura bitters. That makes a pretty strong drink. I never tried asphalt and bitters. That's what I'm going to order next time when I have one for the road. Aki, I thought everyone in Trinidad put the accent on the wrong syllable. But you speak beautiful English. Where did you go to school? Oxford or Cambridge?
Brooklyn College.
And that's the way they're talking in Brooklyn now? That town sure went to pot when the Dodgers pulled out. Muir, you say you're married?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. How long have you been married?
9.5 years.
9.5 years?
9.5.
9.5. You're a very young looking girl to be married 9.5 years. You must have got married around 14, huh?
Thank you.
Hmm? Don't thank me. I have nothing to do with it. Well, is there anything unusual about your marriage, or is it pretty standard?
Well, the one thing that's unusual, my sister is married to my husband's brother.
How did that happen?
Well, after I've been going out with George for a while.
Who's George? Is that your husband's brother?
No, that's my husband.
Oh.
We arranged a double date for my sister.
Why, your second guest?
No, but my sister went out with George's brother.
Isn't it more fun to be alone with a fella rather than have another couple tagging along?
Well, my sister was sort of going spare, and so was his brother, and I thought it would be nice to get them together.
In other words, you were a matchmaker, is that it?
Yes.
Oh, so?
So,
well, before we went out.
Yes, we went to a movie. And before...
What was the picture? Was it one of the Marx Brothers pictures?
No, it wasn't that long ago. It was,
Well, then what happened?
So before we went in, I told Frank to be very careful because my sister was very shy and a very nice girl and not to try and hold her hand in the movie or...
Why are you giving him these instructions?
Well, because my sister was a very nice girl.
Well, weren't you holding hands with George?
Oh, no, I've been going out with him 2 months. We went to see the movies then.
Oh, you didn't look at each other anymore.
No.
Well.
So anyway, I told Frank to be very careful and not to hold hands with Kath, and after we'd been in the movies a little while... George turned around to him and said, I thought you said your sister was shy. So I said, well, she is. She said, well, look at them. And I looked up and I was horrified. They were snogging in the seat.
You say they were snoring in the seat? That must have been one of our movies, all right.
Snogging.
Oh, I thought you said snoring.
No, I said snogging.
Well, I guess if you want to snog, there's no place like a movie theater. Now, just what is snogging?
Well, when you do it, you call it necking.
No, when I do it, I call it reminiscing. Not since the first market crash in 29. So then what happened?
Well, then they started dating and we had a double wedding.
I see. It's cheaper that way, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of work does your husband do, Muriel?
He's an international sales representative for Northwest Orient Airlines.
Well, that's a very impressive, imposing title. Now, where does he do his selling? Hong Kong, Singapore, Manila?
No.
Burma?
Santa Barbara and Oxnard and Bakersfield.
Oxnard and Bakersfield can be exciting too, you know. I understand there's a lot of snogging goes on in Oxnard. I wouldn't be surprised if Oxnard turns out to be the next snog capital of the United States. You're charming youngsters, and you're crazy if you don't get married. I've enjoyed talking to you. Now, let's see how much money you can make in the quiz. You have selected a dictionary quiz, huh? That's pretty educational stuff here. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions. If you miss two in a row, you're out. If you get four in a row right, you win $1,000. Remember your partner, so before you answer, discuss it. If a pentagon is a five-sided figure, what is a percheron?
A horse.
A horse is on me, that's right.
And you have one right.
If a sombrero is a Mexican hat, what is a vaquero? V-A-Q-U-E-R-O.
It's a Spanish rider.
Well, that's close enough. Mexican cowboy.
You're halfway to $1,000 now.
If an Arab is a nomad, what is a scarab?
Oh, that's
S-C-A-R-A-B.
An Egyptian beetle.
Right on the nose, you hit it.
You now have three right, get the next one right, and you'll have your $1,000.
If a choreographer is a dance director, what is a cartographer?
Yeah.
a mat maker.
Give him the money, George.
You wouldn't want a roll rice, you wouldn't want $1,000.
Well, you've won 1,000 clams. You can keep it and quit, or else you can come back later and try to double your money. You may even get a chance at $10,000. So go over there and sit down and think about it. And no matter what you decide to do, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Out of it, Ashley.
In just a moment, our second couple will join Groucho to play You Bet Your Life.
Come on.
Have a nice trip.
Don't forget the phone.
When you're away from home this summer, put long distance to work for you. Most people do. Like this couple.
Smell that mountain air. I'm so glad we telephoned ahead for reservations, George, aren't you?
Sure, dear.
Oh, George, now you're not worrying about business.
Well, I...
Why not call the office then? Get it off your mind so you can enjoy yourself. Then I'll put in a call to the children to tell them what a wonderful...
No doubt about it. You can take all the wonder and worry out of your vacation. Relax with your mind at ease just by picking up the telephone and placing a long-distance call. Why not call now while long-distance rates are lowest? Remember, whenever, wherever you go this summer, go first by long distance. Gotcha, we have some special guests for you now. One of the truly great names of Hollywood, Mr. and Mrs. Francis X. Bushman.
Well, we'll see you next time. Thank you, say the secret word and you'll divide an extra $100. It's a common word, something you find around the house. Francis, I'm glad to see you, and Mrs. Bushman, it's nice to see you, too. In case you don't know who this fellow is, I'll tell you. He's the Elvis Presley of the 1920s. He was a combination of Rudolph Valentino and Clark Gable. He was, without a doubt, the biggest matinee idol in the history of Hollywood. Francis, I hardly know where to start with you. I guess the beginning is as good a place as any. Where were you from originally?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Somebody out there from North Dakota. How long ago was it when you were born in Baltimore?
I was born in 1883, so I'll be 75 in January.
How many of you people out front remember Francis X. Bushman? Well, that confirms something that I've always suspected, Francis. We have the oldest audience in television. Now, Mrs. Bushman, I know his name, but what is your front name?
Ivor.
Now, Ivor, you know 35 years ago, every woman in America wanted to marry this chap there. How do you feel being married to one of the country's idols?
Oh, it's wonderful. I'm still very excited about it, and I've been married a whole year.
You've been married a year?
Mm-hmm.
You kids are practically newlyweds.
Just about.
How did you meet him, Ivor?
Well, I moved into the house next door to him.
Did you do this deliberately? Did you know he was going to be there?
No, I didn't. That was just some of the good fortune that befell me after I was an escrow. Oh.
How many years have you been in show business, Francis?
60 years.
60 years? Well, don't get discouraged. It takes time to become a big star. 60 years. That was even before they had movies. How did you start?
Well, I started in with lantern slides, and as you see, I'm ending up in television.
Just the opposite with me. Now I'm in television. Next year, I'll be in lantern slides. I wonder how I'll do when Pay Lantern Slides comes in. Now, Francis, you were the biggest star in Hollywood. How many pictures did you star in?
Between 300 and 400. There was no way of determining.
I think in the Marx Brothers, in our entire career, I think we did 18 pictures and we did 400. That was before taxes took it all away, wasn't it?
Yes.
You must be worth millions, are you, Francis?
Well... The Treasury Department at one time stated that I had made $6 million in 5 years. But
that's what they said. Huh? What did you say?
Well, I said that I've spent it, no doubt, in 4.5 years.
How about the women of the country? Didn't you get a lot of marriage proposals in those days?
Well, I hate to confess.
Bad mail?
You won't think me immodest if I tell you this. I
may, but tell it anyhow.
See, I was a symbol. They were in love with the symbol, I believe, and I, at one period, received 17,000 proposals.
I got 300 once, but to get out of the country, mine was. You know, I've gone almost through the same thing. All my life, women have been throwing themselves at my feet. And after they tackle me, they usually haul me for the police. Well, don't you miss all this hoopla, Francis? All the big mansions and fancy cars and the fan mail and everything?
Well, the play isn't over yet.
No, it certainly isn't. Not the way you look.
No.
I think you're still in the first act.
Well, they still recognize me and want my autograph and all that sort of thing. As a matter of fact, I live for today and I'm looking forward to the future.
Well, that's a very sensible philosophy, Francis. I, on the other hand, am looking forward to tomorrow. Because tomorrow I make my last payment on my garbage disposal. It's been quite a grind, but that's all down the drain. Well, now, let's get on with the Bushman at hand, shall we? And you have selected as your category cities and small towns in the United States. So all those one-nighters you played, I'll bet you're pretty good at this. Huh? I'll give you four cities or towns in a particular state, and you identify the state. Shake hands with a real actor,
yes.
George.
Yes, George.
This is Mr. Fenneman.
Mr. Fenneman.
Who's being discharged as soon as the performance is over. Now, if you miss two in a row, you're out. If you get four in a row right, you win $1,000. Remember, despite the fact that you're married, you're partners in this thing, so you discuss each one before you answer. Clear? All right, in what state are these places? Farragul, Pine Bluff, Texarkana, and Hot Springs.
Moore says Arkansas.
Moore is absolutely right. Arkansas is right, yeah.
You have one right.
Soda Springs, Gooding, Moscow, and Pocatello. What's the state?
Idaho.
That's right.
You have two right.
Tallulah, Baton Rouge, St. Bernard, and Crowley. What's the state?
Louisiana.
Louisiana is right.
If you get the next one right, you'll have $1,000.
Tombstone, Welton, Winslow, and Claypool.
Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona.
You need to go no further, Mr. Bushman. You've won $1,000.
I think I played all the stuff.
Yes, I have too. Now you want? I can't go back, but you can. Now you won $1,000. You can keep it and quit, or else you can come back later and try to double your money. You may even get a chance at $10,000. So go over and sit down and think about it. And if we don't see you later, thanks for being on the show.
Thank
nice
you.
Seeing you, Francis.
We'll find out if any of our contestants will try for $10,000 in just a moment. A man with a crystal ball. That's what fellow newsmen and laymen alike have called NBC's Alex Dreyer. During the dark days of World War II, Alex Dreyer called the turn of events on the fall of France, on the Nazi march into Russia, the Allied invasion of North Africa. He predicted to within 4 days the date of Germany's surrender. On the American political scene, his record has been equally impressive. How does he do it? Well, Alex Dreyer is a man on the go, searching out the source of news, getting the stories direct from the people who shape the course of events. Alex Dreyer, cited for distinguished service to American journalism, is typical of the top NBC newsmen who broadcast News on the Hour. This is Chuck Huntley inviting you to be with us as the news breaks on News on the Hour, all day, every day, over most of these same NBC stations.
George, we're ready to see you once you get a crack at all the money.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Francis X. Bushman have decided to keep the money they won so far and not try for the big question. I believe our other couple is ready to come back and take a chance. Muriel Forth and Aki Aliong, come back.
Well, you've won $1,000 so far. If you decide to try for the $10,000 and you fail, you wind up with a total of $500. What are you going to do?
We're going to try.
You are going for the big money. Now get together and pick a number from 1 to 10, and then spin the wheel. If any number besides the one you pick comes up, the question is worth 2,000. Your number comes up, the question is worth 10. What number do you want?
4.
Give it a turn. Number was 4 and it came on 7, so this question is worth $2,000. The Mormon Church was founded at Fayette, New York, F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, New York, in 1830. For $2,000, who was the founder of the Mormon Church? Walk it over.
Well, I don't think we know, but we can take a guess at it. I think Smith?
John.
John Smith?
Last name is right.
I think you ought to give it almost Joseph Smith, but that's... Well, you want $2,000. What are you going to do with the money?
I'm going to buy a house and tell my mother about the baby I'm going to have.
And what are you going to do with yours? You going to have a baby too?
No, sir. I'd like to bring my brothers and sisters from Trinidad and have them re-educated and grow up in the United States. Sir.
Well, Aki, if they're anything like you, they'll be welcome additions to our country.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations, and thanks for being with us. You bet
your
life.
Thank you so much.
The Best of Groucho is transcribed in Hollywood, produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jack Meekin. This is George Fenneman reminding you to tune in again next week, same time, same station, to hear the one, the only Groucho. And see The Best of Groucho on NBC TV every Thursday night. The Best of Groucho is heard by our armed forces around the world.
Melanie Cahane and Ben Grauer broadcast Decorating Wavelengths, the program designed to help you design a more beautiful home, tonight on most of these NBC stations.